Despite their growing numbers in the U.S. population, Latino voters turn out in notoriously low numbers on Election Day. WYPR's Dominique Maria Benessi went looking for Latino voters at the polls on Tuesday to see who showed up and who they voted for.
There's a large Latino community in College Park, and a few of them showed up to vote at Hollywood Elementary School in Tuesday's midterm election. Raul Torrento and his four-year-old son braved the morning downpour to be there at 8 a.m. and vote straight Democrat.
Oh, we're taking the country back, obviously.
His vote appeared to be as much about national issues where Trump has been stoking resentment of immigrants as about local issues.
You know, I don't want my son to grow up in a country where he doesn't feel safe just because of what his last name is or who his parents are.
Many Latinos in College Park echo Torrento's sentiment.
I think the Democrats helped the poor, minorities, and more people than Republicans. And most Republicans are against the poor and minorities.
Y se han visto de que los republicanos hay más en contra de la pobreza.
That's Noé Romero Aparicio. He's lived in the U.S. for 38 years, been a citizen for 32 years. But this is only the second time he's voted, straight Democrat as well. It was the same for Natisia Najera, who's lived in the U.S. for more than 30 years.
No me gusta mucho de ellos.
I don't like a lot of the Democrats because they're too liberal. But with that new president, it was better to vote Democrat instead.
Nationwide, more than half of all Latinos who are eligible to vote said they were engaged more in this election than the 2014 election, according to Pew Research. But in Southeast Baltimore, another area with a large Latino population, almost no Latinos showed up at Southeast Anchor Library or Hampstead Hill Academy, and the only Latina wouldn't speak on the record. Antonio Hugues, professor of Latin American politics at St. Mary's College of Maryland, says neither Latino turnout nor their voting pattern is surprising.
The Latino vote is still quite small, and the trends in participation in the past decade or so have been more or less reinforcing support for Democratic candidates in the Democratic Party.
Indeed, Latinos make up only 5.3% of the voting population in Maryland, according to Pew Research. But it's unclear how many of them actually voted Tuesday. I'm Dominique Maria Benessi for 88.1 WYPR.